dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. On this day, the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it light and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son and in the power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To prosper the preaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thus says the Lord, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of bondage.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor.
no sin. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, redeem us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from the book of the prophet Joel, the second chapter. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus,
the founder and perfecter of our faith,
who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame,
and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, the fifth chapter. Brothers, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is a favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by the truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. Through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, and having nothing yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Return to the Lord your God.
For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the sixth chapter. Jesus said, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, Do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up your treasures for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, amen. From our Old Testament reading, Joel chapter 2, hear again these words. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him? This is our text. The Lenten season can be summed up with one single word: repent. Repent. Of course, we shouldn't need to be told to do it. We shouldn't need a reminder to repent. We know better. Repentance is the daily life of the Christian. To be told to do it is like being told to take out the trash. Isn't the smell of rotting food and the stink of dirty diapers enough? Isn't the overflow of garbage and the mess that it makes sufficient? And yet too often we seem content just to keep on living with the stench and filth of our sin. We seem okay with wading through the refuse while pretending like everything's perfectly fine. We just get used to it, I guess. Live with a smell long enough, well, you know how it happens. We just stop noticing it. Maybe we even enjoy it or find it comfortable in a perverse sort of way. We've forgotten how toxic sin is. We've become calloused and deadened to it. And even when we know that it's there, sometimes we don't have any idea what to do about it, where to begin to sort out the mess. Where does my sin end and another person's begin? So begin with yourself. Not with others. Not with your husband or wife. Not with your child or your sibling. Not with an estranged family member or with your neighbor. I'm sure they all have plenty of sin, and I'm sure that it's affected you often. But start with yourself. What sin are you ignoring? What rot keeps collecting in your minds? What garbage have you left lying around by your words or by your actions? What is it about you that needs to be cleaned up? And I want to be clear. I'm not saying that you need to clean up your sin by making it look better or more acceptable. We don't want better looking sin. That's like covering up mold. You might get away with it for a while. It might not be noticed when the home inspector comes, but it's not really gone. It'll show up again. So the first step, the step that we're led to in the Lenten season, is this: to identify the problem. If we don't know what the problem is, we can't call in the experts to deal with it. So before God, name your sin. And I mean that literally. When you're at home and you're praying and you're confessing your sin, name it. Be specific. Point out the garbage in your life. Let God know where the mold has accumulated. And then turn away from it in disgust. Never forget the smell of sin. It smells like death. And of course, I say this not because Lent is the only season in which we ought to be repenting. The error can come in sometimes when we get to Ash Wednesday that we put repentance on the calendar and we've left it for this date. That's not what we do as Christians. Don't put repentance off. Don't wait for Ash Wednesday next year to be sorry for your sin again. And repent is the word that we hear in so many places throughout the scriptures, but especially we hear it in the preaching of John the Baptist. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
And Jesus, when he came, as we hear in the Gospel of Mark, started with these words: "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." It must be pretty important if both John the Baptist and Jesus make it the very first thing they say. It's also the first thing that Martin Luther listed when he nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. He said, when Christ calls a person to repent, he wants their whole life to be one of repentance. Not just this act or that act, but the entire life. And sometimes it takes a word. Sometimes it takes this very word, repent, to call us back. To call us back when we're running away, when we're lost, when we're following the broad road that leads to destruction. Sometimes it takes a voice to jolt us awake. It might be the voice of the pastor, like the prophet Nathan when he was sent to David. It might be the voice of a spouse, or a parent, or a child, or a friend, or co-worker. It might be your own conscience poking and prodding you, saying, "Where are you? What have you done?" Repent. And a second word for tonight, the word is return. You heard it first when that ugly mark was placed on your forehead. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It is a statement of law, of condemnation, of God reminding us that the wages of sin is death, and we will return to the ground. But we also heard it in the words from the prophet Joel. Return. God speaking here as an invitation to us. As if he's playing hide and seek with us. Come out. Come out. Wherever you are. Return from your hiding. Return from your slavery to sin. Return from your exile. To what? Return home. To whom? Return to me, the Lord, for I am gracious and merciful, he says. Joel has that beautiful line when he says, who knows, he might yet turn and relent. Reminds us of the prophet Jonah, sent to preach repentance to Nineveh with Jonah's high hopes that no one would repent and Nineveh would be obliterated. But they heard the word and they believed. And the king said, when he heard Jonah's preaching, he said, who knows, God may yet relent. And he did. He relented over Nineveh. And he relents over you. Every time you hear his word proclaiming that Jesus Christ died for your sins. Every time you hear the absolution spoken. It is God relenting yet again. Not bringing what you deserve, but rather giving you his unmerited grace. Return to the Lord your God. And so we are here tonight, returning to the God the Father who created you, who gave you your body and your soul, your eyes, ears, and all your members, and still takes care of you. Return to your Lord Jesus Christ, the one who became flesh to redeem you because he loved you so much that he did not want you, when you returned to the dust, to stay in the dust, but that he might bring you out of the dust to his Father. We heard what St. Paul said, for our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Can you believe it? The one who was without sin, God made to be sin, to be your sin and my sin, by going to the cross so that we might have his righteousness, so that we might be covered not simply with the smell of death and the mark of dying, but that we might be clothed with the righteousness of Christ and return to the Holy Spirit, the one who has called you by the gospel, given you faith in Jesus, and who also keeps you in the faith and makes you holy. The Lord your God is gracious and merciful. Still today, he is slow to anger and he is abounding in steadfast love and mercy. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have nothing to lose tonight by renouncing our sin and turning from it, and we have everything to gain from a God who loved you so much that he gave his only beloved Son to suffer and die for you. Return to him, for he loves you, and he will never fail you. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we would turn from our evil ways and live. Turn us again, O God of our salvation, and let your anger cease from us. Spare us from every evil to body and soul. Look graciously on your church and preserve the gospel among us. Renew us in this penitential season to strive against the desires of the flesh, to grow in the joy of your salvation, and to look in love and service toward our neighbors, especially those of the household of faith. Look graciously on the families of our congregation. Defend your holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide. Strengthen parents for their duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. And preserve us all faithful to the end. Look graciously on our nation and its leaders, all civil servants, and those who protect us and work for the common good. Drive away all disease and fear from us. Grant peace, we pray, O Lord. Behold in mercy all who are sick, those who suffer, those who rejoice. Be with all expectant mothers, all whose labor is dangerous, the unemployed, those near death, and those who mourn. Give comfort to us who are dust and must return to dust, that a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. Trusting in his mercy, bring us in repentance and faith to your altar to eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you, all-powerful God, for refreshing us with this healing gift. And we pray, Father of mercy, by this holy food, Make us strong in faith toward you and in deep love for each other, that through us other beloved sinners may kneel to you and receive with us grace and life in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.